From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Now, how worried should we be about our lack of spending?
Well, there are some sort of warning signs here, and it's slightly complicated, but you know, as usual, we'll work our way through that. So we got a little window into the picture of retail spending yesterday. This is the release of your retail card spending numbers for July. So electronic card transactions, that covers all debit, credit, and charge cards. Now, it was softer than expected in July. So it fell $11 million over the month, which is a 0.2% fall between June and July. So that's a seasonally adjusted number. And what you got here is you had lower fuel spending contributing to that fall. So the second half of July, fuel prices sort of backed off a bit. But you got to look at the detail here. So a 0.2% fall doesn't look that significant, does it? I mean, it sort of speaks to fairly static levels of spending, but, and there's a fairly significant but here, what we have got going on at the moment is, you know, we all know there's a lot of inflation, so we're getting very strong price increases. So this data is not inflation adjusted. So if spending at a nominal level is flat, it's actually falling.
Exactly.
Because inflation is eroding the spending power of money. So what we call the real level of spending is probably falling to a much greater degree. And Mike, I think we are starting to see the stuff that we've been talking about. This is the effect of higher prices and higher mortgage payments. I mean, we highlighted this months ago and said that given the profile of fixed rate mortgage repricing, there was going to be a hit to disposable income. I think that's what you're seeing. So, wage rises, so they're providing a bit of a buffer at the moment, but I think that's why we haven't seen more weakness in spending. And of course, those interest rate increases aren't over yet. There's still more increases on the way. So this is playing out in a relatively expected manner, but I think there's more weakness there than is immediately evident.
I agree with you. And then you brought back the old trachometer, which I love because it's some of my favourite data because it tells us where we are and where we're going.
Absolutely. So I sidelined the ANZ trachometer for a while. So there's actually two separate pieces of work here. So it looks at traffic volume data around the country. And the principle here is that these are a real-time, real-world proxy for economic activity. And you've seen a lot of freight is moved on the road. So you've got the ANZ heavy traffic index, and that sort of points to what GDP is doing right now. And then you've got the light traffic index, which has a bit more of a six-month lead on activity. But this data has been so mucked up, sort of, if we're looking at the previous comparisons with COVID and travel restrictions. But, Mike, I reckon we wheel it on in here now. See what I did there? We're going to wheel it on. Anyway, in July, the light traffic index fell 1.7%. The heavy traffic index fell 0.1%. Now, the light traffic index, you're going, gosh, that's 1.7% fall. That's not great. It's actually fallen 5% over the last 2 months. Now, it sounds ominous for GDP towards the end of this year. It had sort of spiked up, though, so it's now sort of come back to trend. Now, the heavy traffic index is below trend. But this is highlighting an interesting factor here, Mike. What's the impact at the moment of illness, of staff shortages? I mean, you know, of actually not being able to get workers to do the work. And I think this is pointing to a bigger picture of the impact of health issues on economic activity. And I don't think I've spoken to anyone in business lately who hasn't been affected by staff, either with COVID, isolating because of COVID in the family, or battling childcare implications relating to COVID, or even just that non-COVID related, just not being able to get staff everywhere you turn.
Yeah.
And it's not a question of wages, it's just simply not working. So I'm a bit worried about that, what heavy traffic index is telling us, because we're just not seeing any growth there at the moment.
That is correct. Now, what are the numbers?
Right, the Dow Jones is down 110 points. There's a bit of weakness in the semiconductor chip sector at the moment, Mike. Down 110 points on the Dow Jones, 32,723. We are down 17 points on the S&P 500, 4123. That's about 0.4%. And the NASDAQ hit a little bit harder. It's down 1.37% as we talked. That's 174 points, 12,470. The FTSE 100 relatively unchanged overnight, 7488. The Nikkei was down 0.88%, 27,999. Shanghai Composite up 10, 3247. The ASX 200 gained 9 points yesterday, closing at 7029. The NZX 50, we gained 0.43% yesterday, 51 basis points, closing at 11,753. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar will get you 0.6276 US dollars, 0.9015 Aussie, 0.6145 euro, 0.5197 pounds, 84.77 Japanese yen, gold, 1,794 bucks, and Brent crude, $96.32.
Catch up tomorrow, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.